School basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Rosencrantz Gym. We're in Grand Island tonight. High school basketball in the air on 1230 KHAS. On the road tonight with the Hastings High Tigers as we get set to take on the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. The girls' game is up first, and it's going to pit one of the state's best in Class B in the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. They come in a record of 12 wins and one loss on the season. They are ranked number three, according to the Omaha World Herald this week. Northwest with only one loss, and that occurred way back there in the third game of the season when they lost to the defending Class B state champion Seward by the score of 56-41. Since then, it's been nothing but wins for the Vikings. They picked up a win last week over Adams Central in a ball game we had here on 1230 KHAS. The Vikings beating Adams Central last week by a score of 68-36 in the ball game a week ago. Northwest is a team that is averaging 55 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up just 39.7 on the defensive end. They're led by Mackenzie Brown, who is averaging 18.2 points per ball game and 7 rebounds per game. One of the best players in Class B will be facing off with the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. The Tigers come in a record of no wins and 11 losses on the season. Hastings High has had trouble putting the ball in the hole this year. They're averaging only 31.8 points per ball game. Right now, they're playing at the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We told you about Grand Island Northwest. The Hastings High Tigers just the opposite. Hastings really struggling down to 2012-2013 season. 0-11 for the Tigers so far this year. It's a team that's averaging 31.8 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 54 points per ball game on defense. The leading scorer on the season so far has been Mel Nagy. Nagy is a 5'3" and senior. He's been averaging 6 points and nearly 3 rebounds per ball game. So Hastings High will have to do a lot right in the basketball game here tonight to stay with Grand Island Northwest in this girls' basketball game. We've got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Scheduled tip-off time at about 7:45 here tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings High on offense, or Hastings High in this ball game here tonight, we'll go with Mel Nagy. Nagy, a 5'3" and senior, who's averaging 6 points and 2.9 rebounds per ball game. Also getting a start will be Taylor Musgrave, a 5'3" and senior. Musgrave, right now for Hastings High, is averaging 2.3 points and 1.1 rebounds per ball game. Also, Ellen Foote is going to get a start, a 5'10" and senior. Foote on the season is averaging 1 point and about 1.4 rebounds per ball game. The introductions here for Grand Island Northwest, much like an NBA game, they've got the lights shut out with like an LED type of spotlight on the players as they're being introduced. This is one of the first for a high school level we've seen. Bailey Christie, another starter here for Hastings High, 5'4" and senior, averaging 1.4 points and 1 rebound per game. And Paige Kennedy inside, 5'6" and a senior, averaging 1.9 points per ball game. Grand Island Northwest will go with Katie Plocky, a 5'11" inch junior. Plocky's averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Aaron Sorahan, 5'6" and a junior. Sorahan, 7.5 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Mackenzie Brown, the 5'10" junior. Brown is averaging 18.2 points and 7 rebounds per game. Kennedy Keiser is a 5'9" junior. She is averaging so far this season for Grand Island Northwest right at about 13 points per ball game, 8 rebounds per contest. And that's the starters for the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. As we get set to go here tonight, Hastings High and also the Northwest Vikings getting set to go at it here tonight. Keys are averaging 7 points and 5.2 rebounds per ball game for Northwest. Starting lines are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Right off the bat, there's a 3-pointer from the deep right corner. As they go out on top, that's Mackenzie Brown hitting a 3 from deep in the right corner, and all of a sudden Northwest is out on top. Final score 3-0. They play very good defense, and immediately Hastings High loses the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Hastings definitely going to have to cut down on their turnovers tonight if they want to stay in this thing. They average 23 turnovers per ball game. Grand Island Northwest has already hit their first shot of the ball game, a 3 from the deep right corner by Mackenzie Brown. 3-0 is the score. There's Northwest driving the ball to a hole. A shot is up there and in. Northwest scoring there as they take the ball right to the hole for the Vikings. Northwest scoring there. That's going to be Kaylee Warner scoring there for Northwest. She's wearing number 30 tonight, and now they're traditional number 3. There's another turnover on Hastings High. It is picked up by the Vikings as she runs back the other way. It's Mackenzie Brown. She's going to be fouling the play. So bam, just like that, right out of the gate. We're 54 seconds into the ballgame, and Grand Island Northwest has got a 5-0 lead over Hastings High. And going to the free throw line is going to be Mackenzie Brown for the Northwest Vikings, their leading scorer on the season, averaging 18 points per ball game. The last foul went on Paige Kennedy of the Tigers. It's off of the free throw line. Is up there and in by Mackenzie Brown. It's already 6-0. The Vikings of Grand Island Northwest out on top of Hastings High. As Mackenzie Brown will have another shot. It's up there and in. So 2 turnovers and a 3. Couple of baskets for Northwest, and it's a 7-0 ball game. Vikings out on top. Hastings High being pressured here in backcourt. This is Mel Nagy with the ball. Nagy, one of the returning starters from a season ago, throws it across the 10-second line. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Warner. Long pass down the floor. Shot is up and in by Sorahan. Aaron Sorahan scores. It's 9-0 now in favor of the Vikings. Hastings High is trying to get the ball off the floor here. Dribbling with it is going to be Christy Bailey. Now Greg Mays is up and wants to call a timeout. So a minute and 15 seconds into the ball game, Greg Mays already calling a timeout here in the first quarter. 6:43 to play. In the opening period is Grand Island Northwest 9, Hastings High nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. 9-0 is the score. Grand Island Northwest out on top of the Hastings High girls here tonight. Mel Nagy with the ball now for the Tigers. Moves it down the right sideline. Pulls up on the wing. On the right side as the Vikings will go with the man-to-man defense. Right on the face defensively is Sorahan. Back out on top. Here's a shot by Christy Bailey. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Plocky, and the ball is recovered here by the Vikings. Northwest has got the ball deep in the right corner. They've got it down here. Warner sends it inside. There's a shot up there and in. Kennedy Keiser gets the field goal for Northwest, and now it's an 11-0 ball game in favor of the Vikings here in this basketball game. Mel Nagy with the ball still in backcourt, approaching the 10-second line. Goes over the far sideline to Bailey. Her passing will be deflected out of bounds. Northwest is so long, so lanky that the Tigers are going to have a lot of problems offensively trying to set up anything up. If they get into a half-court ball game, the Tigers are going to be toast early. And are already trailing by the score of 11-0. Here's Nagy. She loses control of the ball out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings High. 4 turnovers on the Tigers. Hastings High wants to run with the Northwest here tonight, trying to minimize some of that size advantage that the Vikings have in this ball game. And so far, you got to make shots in order to run with the basketball. There's a Keiser inside as he hands it away to Plocky now down in the right corner. Shot is up there and in. It's target practice so far. A three-pointer by Mackenzie Brown. Another three-pointer. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. It's 14-0. As the Northwest Vikings have the lead over Hastings High. Nagy has got the ball. Hustles into the forecourt now for the Tigers. Double team on the wing. On the right side, Nagy trying to get out of there. She does. A pass out to Bailey. Bailey Christie, her shot is up there. No good from the top of the key. Rebound comes down to Mackenzie Brown, and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. It's going to go on Ellen Foote. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on Hastings High. 5:26 to play in the first quarter. It is 14-0. Hastings High trailing here in the ballgame to the third-ranked team in Class B, the Vikings of Northwest. Blackie has got the ball in the wing. Dribbles it toward the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings High grabs the rebound. Ellen Foote grabs the rebound. Out of the pass goes to the far sideline to Christy Bailey. Her pass down the right sideline is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Five turnovers now on the Tigers. Here's Plocky with the ball. Sends it right side of the lane. His shot is put up there. It's going to be no good by Mackenzie Brown. Rebounded by Plocky on the weak side. Her shot no good. Rebounded again by Keiser of Northwest, and the foul is called. So three shots at the hole there. And finally, we got a personal foul call that's going to go on Ellen Foote again at Hastings High. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line for Northwest will be Keiser, a 77% foul shooter in the season, and his shot is up there. It's good. Keiser hits the free throw. That makes the score 15-0 now in favor of Northwest. Keiser is now 15 out of 19 from the free throw line. Northwest is a team hitting 62% of their free throws so far this year, 41% from the field, and 29% from three-point territory, averaging 55 points per ball game on offense. Next shot is up there. It's up and in. And it's now a 16-0 ball game with 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the first quarter here tonight at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. Hastings High brings it across the 10-second line. And now we're going to almost had a jump ball there. They finally get it away here. Bailey Petzl has got the ball. Petzl comes out here in the 3-point territory. That's Sophia Pankratz who's into the ball game now. As Greg Mays has made a couple of substitutions. That first unit really had a tough time against this pressure of Grand Island Northwest. There's Petzl with the ball, top of the key. Bounce pass goes down low. There's a shot up there by Franz, and it's going to be no good. And the ball is brought down here by Katie Plocky. Plocky has got the ball now for Northwest. Runs her ahead. There's sore hand. Cross-court pass goes to the wing on the left side to Brown. Her shot up there from three is going to be no good. Rebound, sore hand. She loses it. Picks it up on the baseline. Comes out of the wing now to Warner. Her entry pass can be intercepted. Intercepted there by the Tigers, but the Tigers give her right back here. Warner picks it up out in three-point territory. Sends it down low. Sorahan, her shot from underneath the basket is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pankratz now for the Hastings High Tigers. 16-0. Northwest out on top of Hastings early in the ballgame. 3:52 to play in the first quarter. Pankratz has got the ball. Now working on the left side. We got a personal foul that's going to be called out here. A foul is going to go on Northwest. It'll go on Keiser. That's going to be your first team foul on the Vikings. So Hastings High will play things in here on the near sideline. They get out here to Sophia Pankratz. Pankratz picked up there defensively by Sorahan of Grand Island Northwest. Pankratz dribbling with the ball, takes it down the right side of the lane. Her pass is going to be deflected. It is brought down. Now we got a jump ball. Nope. It's going to be taken out of there by Northwest. Sorahan has got the ball on the Hastings High turnover. Long pass down to four to Mackenzie Brown. Her shot is up there and in. And now we got a timeout. A timeout called here with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. Grand Island Northwest out of the gates in a hurry. The score, it is Grand Island Northwest 18, the Hastings High Tigers nothing. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College and find out more on their brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. Hastings High being shut out so far here in the first quarter is 18-0. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Here's Pankratz with the ball. Gets it into the offensive scoring zone. They get it on the high post now to Grealish. Her pass out on top is going to be deflected. Petzl grabs it now in three-point territory. On the lane. Throws it back out here in the three-point territory. That's a Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz moves it over here on the left side. Petzl holding the ball against the Northwest Vikings man-to-man defense. Dribbles to the top of the key. Pankratz bounce pass goes down low. There's Franson. Kicks it back out of the wing on the right side. A shot is taken up there. It's going to be no good. Ball bounced around. It's picked up here by Mackenzie Brown. Mackenzie Brown long pass down the floor. They get it to Westfall. Now down in the corner, there's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Warner. Rebound comes down to a Plocky. Your shot is up and in. Another three-pointer. A long rebound. Plocky throws it up from three-point range and scores. It's now a 21-0 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Nothing but target practice so far for the Vikings. There's a ball that's going to be deflected out of bounds there by Katie Plocky of Northwest. Hastings High with 7 turnovers so far here in this first quarter. Here's a Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz, Sophia, takes it down the lane, stops and pops. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Mackenzie Brown. Long pass down the floor to Sorahan. Drive, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled in the play. Sorahan gets the field goal, and she is fouled in the play here. And Sorahan will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Bailey Petzl picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. So going to the free throw line is going to be Aaron Sorahan. She's got 4 points in the ball game, a 48% foul shooter in the season. She's just 12 out of 25 from the free throw line, but she makes one right here. It is now a 24-0 ball game. Three touchdowns and a field goal here for the Vikings in the first quarter of play. 24-0. The Vikings have the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. As a Pankratz comes back with a basketball across the midcourt stripe here, throws it on the wing as they dribble with the ball again against the Northwest man-to-man defense. They swing it left side. Here's Petzl with the ball. Petzl dribbling with it. Comes out here in the 3-point territory. Drives it a little bit down to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down low. That's going to be a Grealish. Your shot's going to be blocked down. That's picked up here by Northwest. Running back the other way is Mackenzie Brown. Into the offensive zone here for the Vikings. With a minute and 48 seconds to play in the first quarter. Over to Kaylee Warner. Circles around, takes it to the free throw line. Now down there on the right side, Mackenzie Brown holding the ball, lobs it in the lane. It's going to be over the head of Morgan Westfall out of bounds. That's the second turnover on the Vikings here in this first quarter of play. Hastings High will come back the other direction. A minute and 36 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 24-0. Hastings High trailing big time here. And here's a double dribble violation in backcourt on Sophia Pankratz of Hastings. Turnover number 8 on the Tigers. Coming into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest is going to be Sorahan. Coming out is going to be Plocky. This Northwest team, we had them last week against Adams Central. It is a good basketball team, obviously. Come March, you're going to see a lot from Grand Island Northwest. This could be one of the three teams that vie for the Class B state championship here this year. They're that good. Sorahan gets the ball to the free throw line to Westfall. Throws it over there to Warner on the wing. Now back inside. Brown, her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Brown scoring. She's got 12 points in the first quarter alone. It is 26-0 now in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Franson has got the ball. She has it tipped away. Now a jump ball is called. A jump ball is called as Pankratz is tied up in the play there by Kaylee Warner. Here comes five new players into the ball game now for head coach Greg Mays. It's the original five that didn't have a whole lot of success against Northwest either. So it was five in, five out. 26-0. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Christy Bailey with the ball now for Hastings High. Christy Bailey dribbling the ball. Moves it right to left on the dribble across the top of the key. Goes over to Paige Kennedy. Takes the ball to the elbow, right side of the lane. Hands it away now to Nagy. He sends the ball inside. We got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be called here. A foul will go on Northwest. It'll go on Morgan Westfall. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Vikings here in this first quarter of play. And now the Tigers will have a free throw. They're trying to break the ice. 45.9 seconds to play in the first quarter. Mel Nagy to the free throw line for the Tigers. Their shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. The first point of the ball game for Hastings High with 45 seconds to play in this opening quarter. It's now 26-1 in favor of Grand Island Northwest as Mel Nagy will have one more shot here. She eyes the bucket, and her shot is up there. It's good. So a couple of free throws by Nagy. It is 26-2. Here comes Grand Island Northwest back with the basketball. That's going to be Warner with the ball. Kaylee Warner dribbles to the left side. Now reverses the ball, gets it over here to Sorahan. Dribbles once, now to Plocky. To Warner, free throw line extended left side, picked up by Nagy. Maggie giving away a couple of inches there. There's a Plocky on the wing on the right side underneath the basket. The Warner shot is up and Warner wide open as she cuts back, cuts the Hastings High defense. That's 4 points in the ball game now for Warner. 28-2 in favor of the Northwest Vikings. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected again, and it's going to be picked up here by Northwest. Plocky with the ball. He sends it down the floor. A shot by Sorahan is up and in. Sorahan scores. It's now 30-2 with 2 seconds to play. Hastings High with the ball, and time is going to expire here in the first quarter of play. Wow. The Northwest Vikings out of the gates in a hurry. They lead the Hastings High Tigers after one quarter. The Tigers held to just 2 free throws in the opening 8 minutes of play. After one quarter, it's Grand Island Northwest 30, Hastings High 2.
Michael's Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at Grand Island Northwest. It is 30-2 in favor of the Vikings as we start the second quarter of play. Down in the left corner, there's a shot taken. It's going to be up and in. Another three-pointer thrown up there by Mackenzie Brown. Brown has now got 13 points in the basketball game, and it's 33-2. The Tigers come back with the ball. Now it's going to be Mel Nagy with it. Mel Nagy dribbling with the ball on the right side. Stops here on the wing. Nagy comes out on top now to a Christy Bailey. Bailey holds the ball. It's Northwest still in a man-to-man defense. Over here on the wing on the left side to Taylor Musgrave, who's into the ball game. Reaching in and stealing the ball away is going to be Keezer. Another turnover on Hastings High. That's their 10th of the ball game. Here comes Northwest back the other way as they throw it to Plocky on the wing on the right side. Ball tipped away, and it's going to be picked up by Musgrave. A turnover on Northwest, and then Musgrave loses control of the ball. It goes trickling out of bounds down here on the end line. It's going to be Hastings High ball. The Tigers will play things in, trailing here by 31 points already in the, or actually 20, yeah, 31 points here in the second quarter of play with 7 minutes to go until halftime. Mel Nagy on the wing on the right side. Nagy dribbles ball to the top of the key. Moves it over on the left side to a Paige Kennedy. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles over on the wing again. Gives the ball away to a Bailey Christie. Or Christy Bailey. Christy Bailey dribbling the ball now for Hastings High. Gets it away to a Mel Nagy. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Trying to drive it down the lane. And now we got a foul called here on Northwest. The foul is going to go on the Vikings. It's going to go on Mackenzie Brown. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Vikings. 6:36 to play. Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Ellen Foote has got the ball. She dribbles with it. Now the ball is going to be tapped loose and is picked up here by Keezer. Keezer has got it for Grand Island Northwest. As he gets it to Kaylee Warner. Over here to Katie Plocky now. Plocky dribbling the ball. Sends it out in 3 points territory to Mackenzie Brown. Hastings High trying to match up here man-to-man. But Northwest with a definite height advantage. And there's a three-pointer. Mackenzie Brown throws up another. She has got 18 points in the ball game, and we're just in the second quarter. It is 36-2. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Nagy has got the ball. Nagy pulls up on the wing on the right side, stops right there, looking, finally goes down on the court on the right side. With the ball is Christy Bailey. She dribbles with it to the top of the key, moves it over here to Musgrave. Musgrave can't control the ball, and it's going to be picked up again by Keezer. Keezer gets it now in the hands of Kaylee Warner. She comes back the other way for Northwest. Over on the far sideline to Plocky. Plocky gets it over. Now to Brown, down in the corner. Three-pointer thrown up there and in. Boy, Northwest cannot miss here in the first quarter. And the first half of play, Plocky's now got 6 points in the ball game on 2 threes. And it's now 39-2. in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High still without a field goal here in the second quarter. Just a couple of free throws by Mel Nagy on their side of the ledger here. Nagy's got the ball again. Comes out here to Christy Bailey. Bailey over to Musgrave. Her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Northwest. Mackenzie Brown with a rebound for the Vikings. Down the far sideline is Sorehan. Entry pass to get it inside there to Keezer. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebounded by Northwest. Warner has got the ball. Keeps it alive. Comes out here to Plocky. Now down to the right side. His shot is taken there. It's going to be no good by Brown. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Hastings High. And then Stolten here in backcourt. We got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called. And Keezer, as he tried to steal the ball away there from Ellen Foote, and picks up the personal foul. Again, Greg May is going to send in four new players into the ball game. Something has got to work. Some combination has got to work out there. 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Grand Island Northwest 39, the Hastings High Tigers 2. There's a Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz goes over to Naples into the ball game. Knappel moves it down in the corner to Franzen. Franzen holds it now to Libby Knappel again. Out in the corner on the right side, trying to dribble inside. It's cut off there by the Northwest man-to-man defensive pressure here. Bounce pass goes down in the corner again. The pass hold out to the free throw line. The Stokes, her long-range jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And an easy rebound there by Katie Plocky. Plocky hands it away to Mackenzie Brown. Brown brings it into the forward court. Now for the Vikings. Right-handed dribble. Moves it over here to a Shelby Shocker, who's into the ball game for Northwest. Down to Sorehan on the baseline. There's a pass from the to the elbow to Keezer. Shot's going to be up there. No good. Pankratz grabs the rebound for Hastings High. Pankratz comes back the other way. 2-on-2. Holds up with the ball. Now to Petzl. Her long-range jumper good. A three-pointer. Bailey Petzl gets the field goal. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Hastings High at the 3:50 mark of the second quarter. It is now 39-5 as Bailey Petzl throws in a three-pointer there for the Hastings High Tigers. There's a Sorehan with the ball. Sorehan now to Plocky. Moves it down in the corner, the right side. Three-pointer bombs away. Shelby Shocker, her shot's going to be no good. And now we got a foul called on the rebound. A foul on the rebound is going to go on who? Well, let's see. They're going to rule the foul there on the Shocker of Northwest. So Shelby Shocker picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Vikings. Hastings High with 4 fouls in the first half. Tigers have the ball. Franzen comes across the top. That's going to be Petzl with it now. Bounce pass goes inside. Tapped away. Petzl picks it up in three-point territory. Petzl dribbling the ball out here against Mackenzie Brown. Bounce pass into the lane. They get it to a Franzen. Franzen can't do anything with it. Goes over on the right side. A shot is up and in. Maddie Stokes throwing up the shot there for Hastings High. A 10-footer out for the right side. It's now 39-7. 39-7. Northwest has got the lead here in the second quarter with 2:58 to play. There's Sorehan with the ball. Cross-court pass goes over there to Shelby Shocker. Shocker dribbling with the ball, sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Sorehan. Pass out on the little block left side. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. Northwest got it into a Morgan Westfall on the little block left side. Hastings High with a block down there. I think that was Petzl who got her hands on it for the Tigers. Knocks it out of bounds. Northwest will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Mackenzie Brown comes out here to Haley Warner. Down in the corner again. That's Brown with the ball. Entry pass. Down low. Shot is up and in. That's Morgan Westfall getting the field goal for Northwest, and it's now 41-7. The Vikings have the lead. Hastings High quickly back into the forecourt. Pankratz throws it over on the right side to Knappel. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Mackenzie Brown. Brown runs her back the other way to the near sideline as they get it to Warner. Her skip pass goes down in the left corner. It's going to be over the head of Alyssa Fisher. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Grand Island Northwest. Got the boys' game coming up next. Here on 1230 KHIS, Hastings High trailing here in the girl contest by the score of 41-7. Hastings High comes back with the ball. Here's a Knappel with it now. Here on the left side, comes out into 3 points here. That's right. Stokes has got it. Now to Bailey Petzl.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS. All right,
as we come back. All right, we're back at halftime. 44-7 is the score. Grand Island Northwest out on top of Hastings High. We apologize for the connection problems here from the Rosencrantz Gym. 44-7 is the score. Grand Island Northwest continues to lead the Hastings High Tigers in the basketball game tonight. Northwest jumped out to a 30-2 first quarter lead, and things didn't get any better for Hastings High in the second period. 44-7 is our score here at halftime in favor of the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and sort out the stats here in the first half as we continue with high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing. Focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or
What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island here tonight. Grand Island Northwest in the girls' contest out on top of Hastings High by the score of 44-7. Grand Island Northwest, they scored the first 26 points of the basketball game here tonight. It wasn't until the 45-second mark of the first quarter that Hastings High got on the scoreboard. That was with a couple of free throws. It was 30-2 at the end of the first quarter in favor of GI Northwest. Hastings High did not hit their first field goal of the ball game until the 3:50 mark of the second quarter. By then, it was 39-5 in favor of the Vikings, and you get the picture. It's been completely dominated by the third-ranked team in Class B, the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. 44-7 is our score here at halftime. Hastings High got two free throws in the first half from Mel Nagy. They got a three-pointer from Bailey Petzl, and they got a two-pointer from Maddie Stokes. So a total of 7 points for Hastings High here in the first quarter of play. Meanwhile, for Grand Island Northwest, Mackenzie Brown, she hit for 18 points in the first half alone. That's her season average. She had it in the first half here for the Vikings. Brown knocked down several three-pointers. In fact, she had one, two, three, four three-pointers in the ball game tonight. A couple of two-point field goals, and she had a couple of free throws in the ball game. 18 points in the first half alone for Mackenzie Brown. The other
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Again, our score at halftime is 44-7. In favor of the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High in the first half, hitting 2 out of 14 from the field for 14%. Grand Island Northwest is hitting 16 out of 24 for 67%. So everything going down for Grand Island Northwest in the first half of play, and nothing going right for Hastings High in the ball game. Three pointers. Hastings High 1 out of 7. 1 out of 7 in the first half of play. Grand Island Northwest is at 7 out of 10. Rebounds. Northwest has got 17. Hastings High with 4. Northwest with 8 offensive rebounds. Hastings High with none in the first half of play. The steals. Grand Island Northwest has got 10. Hastings High has got 2. The turnovers. Hastings High has got a total of 11 turnovers here in the first half of play compared to only 2 for Grand Island Northwest. Rather, 5 turnovers for Grand Island Northwest in the ball game. The Vikings have 3 block shots. Hastings High with 1 block shot. The steals, as we mentioned, the Northwest with 10. Hastings High has got only 2. Halftime stats here tonight at the Rosencrantz Gym. Again, 44-7 is our score. Here at halftime, Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over Hastings High. And like we said before the ball game, a lot of things would have to go right here tonight for Hastings High to stay in this basketball game, and that has not happened. Northwest again, shooting in the first half of play, 67% from the field, only 14% for the Tigers. Hastings has got just 14 shots away in the first two quarters of play against his Vikings defense. 2 minutes and 32 seconds until the second half here tonight. Hopefully we got the technical problems here at Rosencrantz Gym all figured out here. For some reason, this game has drawn a lot of media attention here tonight. We've got every nook and cranny of a newspaper and radio station here. Six different media types, I think, are sharing the facilities here tonight and obviously causing a few problems, but hopefully we can get through the rest of the ball game here tonight. Hastings High trailing 44-7 over the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. We'll come back and get the second half for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar & Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar & Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings. Open every day at 11 a.m.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Rosencrantz Gym as we get set for the second half here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings High Tigers, Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Starting line, or not the starting lines, but Hastings High Basketball is brought to you on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more on the brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. There's a shot taken from the right side. It's going to be no good by the Tigers. That's Musgrave with a shot. The Northwest has got the ball here in the third quarter, 7:45 to play. In the third quarter, just in the way here in the second half, Northwest with a lead 44-7 in the ball game. There's a long pass inside. Keiser has got it, goes across the lane. It's going to be mishandled there by Brown out of bounds. So Northwest turns the ball away. That's their sixth turnover of the ball game. Hastings High will come back the other direction. That's Christy Bailey with the ball now for Hastings High. Only three players have scored for Hastings. Stokes, Petzl, and also Nagy. Nagy dribbling the ball right now to Bailey out here in three-point territory. Mackenzie Brown right in her face. Here's a Paige Kennedy with the ball. Kennedy comes over here down to Musgrave, dribbles the ball into the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Taylor Musgrave scoring there for Hastings High. 44-9, the Tigers trailing in the ball game. Now with 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Running ball back the other way is going to be Brown, or rather Kaylee Warner with the Brown. Now to Brown outside of three-pointers thrown up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around, and the lane is picked up here by Musgrave of Hastings High. Taylor Musgrave with the Hastings High Tigers gets the ball away now to Mel Nagy. She hustles into the forecourt. Now to Musgrave, pulls up, shoots a three-pointer. It's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Plocky. Plocky has got the ball off on the far sideline to Brown. Comes back the other way to Warner. Drives the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Warner scoring there for GI Northwest. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. 46-9 now. The Northwest Vikings, the third-ranked team in the Omaha World Herald poll, has got the lead. There's a pass down in the corner on the right side. It's going to be out of bounds. Tigers weren't even looking for the ball there as Nagy was cutting for the hole, and the pass came back down in the corner on the right side. 46-9 is the score as Northwest will bring the ball back up the floor. Here's Brown, Mackenzie Brown, walking it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes over to Sorehan. Out here to Brown in three-point territory. Holds it high above her head. Comes over to Warner. Down in the corner, entry pass, get it inside to Keezer, drops it down low. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. No good by Plocky, and the rebound comes down to Foot. Her outlet pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Plocky has got the ball, sends it inside to Soraham. On the baseline to Brown. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Ball chased down in the Coughlin corner. Taylor Musgrave has got it. Her pass is going to be intercepted by Brown, and she lays it in. Brown now with 20 points in the ball game for GI Northwest, 5:43 to play. Here in the third quarter, it's 48-9 now. The Vikings have the lead. There's the Christy Bailey with the ball outside to Musgrave. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Keezer. Keezer has got it now for the Vikings to Mackenzie Brown. Brown hustles the ball back the other way, throws it down in the corner on the right side. That's Warner with the ball, gets it inside to Plocky. Plocky back out to a Warner in three-point territory. Hands away to Brown, drops it down low to Soraham. Shot is up there and in. Aaron Soraham now with 9 points in the ball game here for Northwest, and it's a 50-9 ball game in favor of GI Northwest. Here's Mel Nagy with the ball. Mel Nagy, double teamed down here in the 3 point territory, tries to get the ball away. She does to Paige Kennedy, and Kennedy is going to be wrestled for it. No jump ball called here. Now it's knocked loose. Hastings High has still got it. Christy Bailey has got it. Christy Bailey out here in 3 point territory. Throws it right side down to Paige Kennedy. Pass inside to Ellen Foote is going to be mishandled. A turnover on Hastings. That's her 15th of the ball game. Northwest comes back with the ball deep in the right corner. Soraham shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Ellen Foote of Hastings High. Foote along the baseline. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Brown. Brown gets it out here in 3 point territory to Kaylee Warner. Cross court pass goes to Plocky. Now to Soraham. Drops it down low to Brown. Free throw line jumpers put up there. It's going to be no good there by Keezer. Ball's tapped around. It's picked up by Plocky. Out of Keezer to Brown. On the left side. Three-pointer good. Mackenzie Brown now with 23 points in the ball game here for Northwest. That's now a 53-9 ball game in favor of the Vikings. There's a Mel Nagy with the ball for Hastings High. Nagy is a double team. Their pass out on top goes to Christy Bailey. Dribbles down the lane. Throws it back out here. On the wing on the left side to a Paige Kennedy. Now to Nagy. Fakes, dribbles the ball inside. Her shot is up there and in. Mel Nagy now at 4 points in the ball game for Hastings High. A field goal and a couple of free throws to her credit. The Tigers are in double digits. It's 53-11. And now Northwest turns the ball away. Underneath the basket was Soraham receiving that pass there. Underneath the basket, she was too far. And Northwest with their seventh turnover here in the ball game against Hastings High. Aaron Schleicher is going to come into the ball game now for GI Northwest. And I'm sure the Northwest coaching staff will get their first teamers out of there soon. Mike Herzberg is the head coach for GI Northwest, spent several years as the boys coach at Aurora High School. 53-11 is the score. Hastings High trailing here in the ballgame. There's a pass out on top. Moves it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper put up there by the Tigers. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Stokes is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Petzl. Hits it away, and the shot is up and in. Petzl gets the field goal in the lane. Petzl now with 5 points in the ballgame, and now we got a timeout called here from Greg Mays. 3:15 to play in quarter number three. We'll take a break with a score. Grand Island Northwest 53, Hastings High 13.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We've got the boys game coming up next. It'll be a lot more competitive than this one. Although Northwest still a very good boys basketball team, they're also 12-1 in the season. So both of their teams basketball-wise are 12-1 as they play Hastings High here tonight. The Tigers boys team is sitting at 5-6. Hastings High girls looking for their first win of the season here tonight. It's not going to happen. 53-13 is the score. The Vikings lead by 40, and Northwest has got the ball. As they throw it inside, it can be intercepted. Intercepted there by a pencil of Hastings High. That's the eighth turnover on the Vikings in the ball game. So Hastings High coming back the other direction. That's a Pankratz with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Mackenzie Brown as they work it down in the corner. Driving the baseline, a shot is taken, and a foul is called. That's Libby Knappel driving the baseline from the left corner toward the goal. We got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Schleicher of Northwest. That's going to be your first. So now Libby Knappel goes to the free throw line for Hastings High. Knappel, a 29% foul shooter in the season, and her shot is up there and in. Hastings is a team hitting 53% of their free throws, 27% from the field, and 23% from three-point territory. Libby Knappel will have one more here for the Tigers. Her shot is up there. That one rattles out of there. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. Hastings High comes down with it. So the Tigers with an offensive rebound. There's a Stokes of the ball to the far sideline now. Pencil has got it. She finds a seam, drives it to the hole. Her shot in and out, no good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. We have a personal foul call. It's going to go on Pencil. A rebounding foul on Pencil. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 53-14. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Sorahan has got the ball in the wing. Sorahan out to Mackenzie Brown out here in three-point territory. Two-handed pass goes over the right side to Warner. Top of the key again to Sorahan. The whistle stops play. We got a timeout called. The Northwest Vikings want to call a timeout here. 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 53, Hastings High 14.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. It's been all Grand Island Northwest. Here tonight, the Vikings scored the first 26 points in the basketball game tonight. Hastings High got a couple of free throws to make it 26-2. The Vikings led 30-2 at the end of the first quarter. Hastings High getting their first field goal of the ball game with 3:50 to play in the second quarter to make it a 39-5 ball game. Northwest led 44-7 at halftime. And now the Vikings have a 53-14 lead over the Tigers in girls high school basketball with a boys game. Yet to come here at the Rosencrantz Gym. It'll be Northwest playing things in. That's going to be Kaylee Warner with the ball. Warner moves it back on the wing on the right side to Sorahan. Moves it down in the corner on the right side to Brown. Moves to her left, fires up another three. Her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Brown has just got target practice tonight. She's got 26 points now in the ball game for GI Northwest, and it's 56-14. Hastings High comes back with the ball. Pankratz throws it out here in three-point territory, tipped away from Pencil, but she picks her back up, goes to Knappel now. Dribble penetration, the ball is knocked loose and is picked up by Hastings. No, picked up by Northwest. Running back the other way, Brown, nice pass, shot up and in. Katie Plotkey scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Northwest leading by a score of 58-14. There's Hastings High back on the offensive attack, and they have the ball tipped out of bounds here on the near sideline. Pankratz will play things in right beside head coach Greg Mays. It has not been Greg's night here tonight. In fact, the season has been kind of dreary for the Tigers. They're still looking for the first win of the season. There's Knappel on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down by the Tigers. Stokes grabs the rebound for Hastings High. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Now to Pankratz. Entry pass to get it inside. Now it's going to be knocked loose. It's picked up on the baseline again. Hastings High keeping the ball alive here, but can't get a shot away. Pankratz on the wing. Throws it over here on the right side to Stokes. Her stop from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Plotky. Here come the Vikings running back the other way. Mackenzie Brown stops here. Out in 3 points there. It's a nice pass on the right baseline. A shot by Sorahan is going to be no good. Ball ripped down there by Westfall. Westfall gets the ball to Sorahan back outside. There's a long-range jumper by Warner that's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Final shot is up and in. That's Mackenzie Brown scoring again. Now 28 points in the ball game for Mackenzie Brown. 60-14, Hastings High trailing in the ball game with 37 seconds to play now here in the third quarter. Here's Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz bounce pass right side is going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings High ball. Tigers will play things in. Sophia Pankratz has got it. Comes out here into 3 point territory. The pencil now to Pankratz again on the wing on the right side. Northwest in a zone defense now. Tigers have been unable to shoot over this thing. Here's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Over here defensively again was Kaylee Warner. of Grand Island Northwest. It'll be Pancratz inbounding the ball here for the Hastings High Tigers as they get it into a Bailey Petzl. Petzl not a Pancratz out here as she works against Brown. Bounce pass goes across the top of the key to Petzl. Now down to the baseline in Napple. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. The ball nearly lost out of bounds, but he's picked up by here by Northwest. Pass down the right sideline to Brown. Brown dribbles it, now sends it down low. Here's a shot taken by Westfall. It's no good. It's going to be partially deflected out of bounds. With 0.2 seconds left, 0.2 seconds to play, Northwest will play it in from baseline right side underneath their own basket. Sorahan will look to play it, and she just lobs it into the lane, grabbing the ball, and he'll get a shot away. They just lob it in the lane to Plucky, but she can't get a shot away. Three quarters in the books here tonight in girls high school basketball. They scored Grand Island Northwest 60, Hastings High 14.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Rosencrantz Gym as we start the fourth and final quarter here tonight. This one has not been a contest. Hastings High trailing in the ball game by a score of 60-14. And Northwest will play things in. Looking to add to their total here. The front liner is still in there. Schleicher is in there. Now they get the ball over here to Warner. There's an entry pass inside. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Plucky. We got a personal foul called here on the Tigers. Personal foul will go on Hastings High. They'll go on foot. That's going to be her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number, two on Hastings High. Katie Plucky to the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Katie Plocky will have one more. She's a 48% foul shooter on the season. 60-14, Northwest cruising to their 13th win of the season here tonight. Next shot is up there. It is good by Katie Plocky. That makes the score 61-14. So here comes Hastings High back with the ball. It's going to be a Christy Bailey with it now for Hastings High, bringing it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here to Ellen Foote. As she holds the ball, Ellen Foote on the near sideline. Ellen Foote dribbles with it, comes out here to the top of the key to Nagy. Nagy moving to her left. Nagy looking inside, nothing there. Throws it on the wing on the right side to Musgrave. Launches up a three. Her shot's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Northwest. Grabbing the ball on the baseline is going to be Schleicher. Gets the ball away down to Katie Plocky down the right sideline, down in the corner. It's to Hannah Rathke who's into the ball game now for GI Northwest. There's a pass, driving layup, shot up and in. Katie Plocky scoring there for Northwest. She's got 11 points in the ball game, 63-14. Hastings High trailing in the contest. Tigers have the ball back the other way. Here's Christy Bailey with it. Christy Bailey dribbling the ball out in 3 point territory. Picked up by Rathke. There's a pass over to Paige Kennedy, who's back in the ball game for Greg Mays. Boy, the Tigers just can't get anything done offensively. A long and lanky basketball team they're facing here tonight in Northwest. Hastings High giving away several inches at every position here tonight, and it's a telltale sign on the scoreboard. There's a shot by Musgrave that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rathke. Runs her back the other way on the dribble, sends it to the far sideline to Plocky. Nice pass, left side, Keezer kicks it out in the corner. There's a shot taken. It's up and in by Kaylee Warner. Another three-pointer for GI Northwest. Warner has now got 9 points in the ball game, 66-14. Hastings High trailing in the contest. Mel Nagy with the ball now for Hastings High. Bounce pass comes over here to Ellen Foote. Free throw line extended right side. Entry pass down low. Paige Kennedy grabs it, shoots, and scores. A pass diagonally across the lane from the right elbow down on the left block, and Paige Kennedy scores there for Hastings High. And now we have got a timeout. We got a timeout with 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score at Northwest 66, Hastings High 16.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High trailing in the ball game by a score of 66-16 in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Be back to the drawing board for Greg Mays and the Tigers after this one. They were never in this contest tonight. They were huge underdogs coming in, and they're going to suffer a major loss here tonight to the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Again, a team that is probably going to be playing in the March here this year. This is going to be a good basketball team. Probably one of the three best teams you'll see in the state of Nebraska here this year. 66-16 is the score in favor of the Vikings. It's going to be Northwest plugging in here in backcourt. We have some new folks into the ballgame for Northwest, but Mackenzie Brown is going to stay out there. For some reason, she's got 28 points in the ballgame. Here's Alyssa Fisher with the ball. She fires the ball down in the corner. Nobody is home. A turnover on the Grand Island Northwest. So Hastings High will come back the other way. So Hastings High with the ball as they run her back the other way. Here's the Paige Kennedy with the ball on the wing on the right side. Kennedy holds it here, puts it on the ground, and now throws it out on top. A three-pointer put up there and in. Taylor Musgrave scoring a three ball there for Hastings High. She's got 5 points in the ball game. It's 66-19 now with 5:20 to play in the ball game. There's Aaron Sorahan with the ball. Sorahan, two-handed pass comes out on top to Alyssa Fisher. Her pass is going to be deflected and is brought down here by Christy Bailey. Turnover number 10 on Grand Island Northwest. Running back the other way. A shot's going to be blocked down there by the Vikings. Long pass down the floor as they get her down here. There's a nice pass. It's up and in. Aaron Sorahan scores. Sorahan scores to make it a 68-19 ball game. And now we've got another timeout. Another timeout coming up here with 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 68, Hastings 19.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight. Been a long game for Tiger fans here tonight. Hastings High trailing 68-19. In the ball game to Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High with the ball. Here's Kennedy. Her pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by GI Northwest. That's going to be Shelby Shocker bringing the ball back here for Grand Island Northwest. Fisher, that is Shocker again. Her long-range jumper for three is no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot, no good there, and a foul is called. Alyssa Fisher down underneath the hole there, but a foul is going to be called, and Aubrey Fisher will go to the free throw line here for GI Northwest. The foul goes on Nagy. That's going to be your first personal foul. 4:34 to play here in the ball game. Going to the free throw line is going to be Aubrey Fisher. He's a 36% foul shooter in the season, and his shot is up there. It's in. Fisher will have one more. That makes the score 69-19. Northwest is leading by 50 in the ball game. Here's the Fisher's next shot. It's up there, and it's off of the back iron. It is no good. Rebound Fisher goes back up. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Northwest. Follow shot is up there by Laura Springer. It's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. Northwest has got some second and third teamers in there. Foul's going to go on Paige Kennedy. That's going to be her second. So going to the free throw line will be Laura Springer for GI Northwest. There's a free throw thrown up there. It's up and in. That's her first free throw of the season for Springer. And he gets it to go down through the hole. It's now 70-19. Here's the next shot. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Paige Kennedy with a rebound. Kennedy sends it off on the far side. And bringing the ball up on the dribble is going to be a Nagy. Down to Christy Bailey with the ball. Christy Bailey out here in three-point territory. Gets away from Shocker. Dribbles the ball down to the right side of the lane. Down in the corner. Now to Foot. Alan Foot holds it. Comes out here on the wing on the right side to Paige Kennedy. Inside to Nagy. Nagy working. Throws up a shot right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shocker. Shocker down the right sideline now for GI Northwest. Gets the ball ahead. That's a Fisher with the ball. Drives into the hole. We got contact made. And an offensive foul is going to be called. Offensive foul is going to be called on Aubrey Fisher for GI Northwest. That's going to be her first. And now, five new players coming in for Hastings High. Tell you what, if you're either in a black jersey or a white one tonight, you're going to see some playing time here tonight in this basketball game. 70-19. GI Northwest out on top of Hastings High now with 4 minutes to play here in quarter number four. There's a Pankratz with the ball now for Hastings High. Pulls up on the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass comes out. Top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there and in. Maddie Stokes throwing up a three-pointer. She's now got 5 points in the ball game for Hastings High. It's now 70-22 in favor of the Vikings. Northwest back with the ball. Aubrey Fisher has got it. Fisher moves the ball back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass goes to the right side. As Northwest has got Rochelle Finney into the ball game now. Brings it back over here to Fisher on the left side. They work it around. That's a Beckman with the ball now for Northwest. Back out to Shocker at the top of the key. Left side, that's a Beckman with it for Northwest. Gets into the free throw line. Aubrey Fisher tries to drive it down the lane. We got the ball knocked loose and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings High. It's going to go on Bailey Pencil. That's going to be her third. High school basketball action tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. That's a 15 foul in Hastings, so non-shooting situation. Northwest will play it in. And their offensive end, Finney, has got the ball over on the wing on the right side to Aubrey Fisher. Now to Rathke out here. Rathke holds the ball, and it comes over on the wing on the right side to Aubrey Fisher. Ball high above her head, top of the key. They get it now to Beckman. Her pass into the wing. Intercepted by Knapple. She runs her back the other way. Her shot no good. Rebound Northwest. One shot and out. Lauren Springer gets the rebound. Now to Rathke, and we got a double dribble violation on Hannah Rathke. That's going to be the 11th turnover now on GI Northwest. 2:48 to play here in the fourth quarter, 70-22. Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Here's a Pankratz with the ball, sends it on the little block on the right side. There's a shot taken. It's going to be up there. It's around the rim and falls off of the left side. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' high ball. Annie Grealish taking the last shot there for Hastings High. Coming into the ball game now for Northwest will be Aaron Schleicher. Schleicher comes in. Going out is going to be Laura Springer. 2:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. Northwest cruising to their 13th win of the season here tonight. There's a long-range jumper from the far side. It's going to be no good there by Stokes. Ball recovered, though, by Pencil down in the corner on the right side. She gets it to Knapple. She drives it in the lane. We got a double dribble violation called here on Libby Knapple of Hastings. 2:27 to play here in the fourth quarter, 70-22. Tigers trailing here in the ball game. Aubrey Fisher will inbound the ball here for GI Northwest as they get it to the near sideline. That's going to be Finney with the ball, not a Rathke. Hustles up the floor and takes a 12-footer. It's going to be up there no good from the left side of the lane. Ball is recovered here by Hastings High. Long pass down and forward by Stokes as she gets it to Knapple as the ball knocked loose. Knapple picks it back up. Scramble is on the lane and it's picked up here by Northwest, but a pass is going to be intercepted by Hastings High. A driving layup there by Knapple is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Northwest, and the Vikings have the ball back now with 2 minutes to play here in the ball game. Rathke has got it now for GI Northwest. Goes over to Aubrey Fisher. Fisher holds the ball out on top now. They get it over here to Schleicher. Now out here to Beckman as they just play catch the ball out in three-point territory. The big, tall girl is in there now, even on the second and third teams here for the Vikings. Finney has got it on the wing. They get it inside, driving for the hole, losing control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings High. Turnover on Northwest, running back the other way. There's a shot taken. It's up and in, and a foul is called. Knapple gets the field goal for Hastings High, and she is fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on Hannah Rathke. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Vikings here in the second half of play. So Well, into the ball game now for Northwest. We're going to be Shelby Shocker is going to come into the ball game now for the Vikings. Alyssa Fisher is going to come in as well. Head coach Mike Herzberg. The score is 70-24 in favor of the Vikings. Going to the free throw line is going to be Libby Knappel for Hastings High. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She converts on the 3-point play. Here comes Elizabeth Franson back into the ballgame now for the Hastings High Tigers. 1:27 to play. It's going to be Northwest with the ball as they run her back the other way. Aubrey Fisher has got it. Brings it into the offensive zone. Dribbles on the right side of the floor now. Aubrey Fisher with his back to the basket. Fisher gets the pass away over here on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Alyssa Fisher. Alyssa comes out, a high pass. Shocker goes into the backcourt. Tries to pick it up and it's going to be taken away by Petzl. She drives, shoots, and scores. Bailey Petzl scoring there on the Northwest turnover. Petzl now with 7 points in the ball game. It's 70-27. Hastings side trailing in the ball game. Here's an inbound pass. It's going to be deflected. We got a foul called. A foul will go here. That's going to go on the Tigers. That's going to go on Sophia Pankratz. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on Hastings side. So Northwest will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Shocker will play things in here in backcourt. She gets the ball back and now comes to the near sideline to Alyssa Fisher. Fisher brings it out here to a Shocker. Now out in the 3-point territory to Aubrey Fisher. Aubrey Fisher dribbling on the ball now with 42 seconds to play. Shocker has got it down to the left sideline. They get it to Beckman. There's a pass down low and a shot is up and in. I think that's the double 25 that's in there. That's not to Aaron Schleicher, but we got a new girl in there now for GI Northwest. 72-27. Now we got a foul called here on Northwest out on top. It's going to be Fisher. So that's going to be Hastings High playing the ball in with 22.7 seconds to play. Here's a Petzl with the ball. Brings it back here to a Pankratz as she dribbles with the ball. Left side of the lane. Sends it out on top to Petzl. Her 3-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's picked up by Hastings High. Tigers have the ball now with 7 seconds to go. Out here in 3-point territory. Dribbling with the ball down the right side of the lane is Pankratz. Takes it back out on top with 3-pointers put up there at the buzzer. That's no good by Stokes. And that, my friends, the basketball game here tonight. Down out of Northwest dumps Hastings High in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Final score, Grand Island Northwest 72, Hastings High 27. Back with a recap after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
So Grand Island Northwest wins it here tonight over Hastings High and Girls High School basketball. The final score of 72-27. Northwest improves to 13 wins, one loss on the season. Hastings High will drop to 0-12 after this one. Again, Northwest scoring the first 26 points of the basketball game tonight. Hastings High got a couple of free throws with 45 seconds to play in the first quarter to make it 26-2. Northwest led 30-2 at the end of one quarter. Hastings High did not get their first field goal in the ball game until the 3:50 mark of the second quarter. By then, they trailed 39-5. Northwest had a 44-7 lead by halftime, and you get the picture. Hastings High blown out here tonight by Grand Island Northwest by a score of 72-27. Mackenzie Brown led the way for Grand Island Northwest. She had 28 points in the ball game. Erin Sorahan had 11. Katie Plocky had 11 points. Other scores for Northwest, Kaylee Warner, she had 9. 4 points for Kennedy Keezer. 3 points for Shelby Shocker. 2 for Morgan Westfall. 2 for Erin Schleicher. And 1 for Laura Springer. Hastings, or rather, Northwest shooting 8 out of 11 from the free throw line in the basketball game here tonight. Hastings High, they hit 4 out of 5 free throws. They were led by Bailey Petzl. She scores 7 points in the ball game. 5 points for Maddie Stokes. 5 points for Taylor Musgrave. 4 for Libby Knappel. 4 for Mel Negi. And 2 for Paige Kennedy. So Northwest wins it tonight by a score of 72-27 over the Hastings High Tigers. Northwest with the win. We'll take a short break here. And when we come back, we've got the boys game between Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and